AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire. Several hundred people are at the former site of the Oklahoma City Federal Building to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the bombing that killed 168 people and injured many others.
I don't think it's going to ever, we're going to ever get over it because of the way our loved ones died.
Janie Coverdale's 2-year-old and 5-year-old grandsons among those killed in the massive blast set off by Timothy McVeigh. She says she began to forgive McVeigh's accomplice, Terry Nichols, after getting a letter from him.
He said, "For all the pain and suffering I've caused you and your family, please forgive me." And then I was on my road to recovery because I knew I had to forgive him.
McVeigh was executed for the bombing. Nichols will spend the rest of his life in prison. AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.